Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. We live in a world of abundance. There's so much stuff around us. And if you don't have enough stuff, just look in the closets of our house. It's amazing how stuff multiplies, where you end up with multiple things that stack on another. Well, in a world where there's so much of so much stuff, one of the things that really is lacking is true wisdom. I think one of the challenges that people face today is they confuse knowing a lot of stuff with actually having wisdom. But that's deceptive. You could know the current news, you could be in tune with the latest office gossip, but you could be ignorant of the things that God says really matters. In fact, we could spend time watching the news, and we could spend time downloading content, we could spend time talking to other people, but unless we're spending time in God's Word, unless we're anchoring our day and we're anchoring our thoughts and we're anchoring our attitudes and actions based on God's Word, we're missing out. And the reason why I think this is such a big deal today is because I think there's a lot of people that think just because they know something means that they've mastered it. Well, the truth is you could quote lyrics and know the latest song. You could spout off the recent sports statistics. You could know the stock market prices, or you could know the latest thing that's going on with all of the political junk around us. But all of that stuff does not compare to what God has to say. Another way of saying this, and I don't mean to be negative or cruel, but we're not as smart as we think we are. We're really not. We're not as smart as we think we are. We only get true wisdom when we hang out with God every single day and when we spend time in Scripture. I think that's one of the challenges that people face, is this constant realization that maybe we're spending too much time on social media, or maybe we're spending too much time consuming television, or maybe we're spending too much time doing other things like Facebook or whatever else, when we ought to have our face in God's Word and ask Him, God, what do you have to say? There's a paraphrase of 1 Corinthians 3:18 where Paul says this. He says, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Don't think that you can be wise merely by being up to date with the times. And I think that describes many of us today. We've got the world at our fingertips. We've got every bit of information that's just a click or a tap away. But just because you can Google it, just because you can find the answer on your device, does not make you wise. In fact, I know that you know this, but there's a lot of false information out there. There's a lot of news that's out there that you really just can't accept without fact-checking it first. And so I want to challenge you, even if you can Google it, even if you can look it up, even if you're the brightest person on the planet, we have to realize that without God's wisdom, we don't have the whole picture. You can have all the right information in the world, but it doesn't mean that you don't have the right thing about that information. You don't have wisdom. You can know all the stuff, but it doesn't mean that you're going to apply it correctly. So the only way to be really wise is to walk with God. And if we're going to walk with God, that means that we're talking to Him in prayer, and it means that we're listening to Him through the Word of God. There are absolutely no shortcuts. There's no reroutes. There's no quicker way to get there. It really comes down to walking with God every single day. And so I want to encourage you today. In fact, the fact that you've shown up here on the podcast means that you desire this, that you get this. And so as you walk with God today, I want to encourage you, ask Him to give you the desire for His wisdom. Ask Him and say, God, would you help me to desire your wisdom more than worldly knowledge? And when you live in that light of what He reveals to you, you don't need to know everything else the world has to say. All you need to know is what He has to say and take a next step on that. You'll want to know more of God. You'll want to know more of His love, because He is the only thing that will truly satisfy. Man, I hope you have a fantastic day today. Hey, if there's anything, I'm telling you, anything that we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We love you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.